Peace and blessings to each and every one of you. Thank you for tuning in on this morning. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we praise you. We thank you. For truly, this is the day that you have made. And yes, Lord, we choose to rejoice and be glad in it. Now, God, we thank you for assembling us on this morning, oh God, so we can know more of your word and learn more of you. Father God, I decrease in order that you may increase within me. Spirit of the living God, have thine own way, God. We say yes to your will and yes to your way. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, just take complete control. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. If you have your Bibles on this morning, could you please turn them to 1 John, the 4th chapter and the 4th verse. That's 1 John, the 4th chapter, the 4th verse. And I will be reading from the Contemporary English Version. And it reads as follows, "Children, you belong to God. And you have defeated these enemies. God's spirit is in you and is more powerful than the one who is in the world." May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. And the topic of today's lesson is, the battle has already been won. My God to thee. You should shout right there. God said the battle has already been won. We'll all face situations. Everybody faces situations that should or look like it will hold us back. What we're up against is bigger and stronger, and it's easy to be intimidated and live in fear, thinking that we can never move forward, or we always got to allow that situation to hold us down. But the scripture says that what's against you has already been defeated. God is not in the heavens fighting with the enemy, trying to free you, heal you, deliver you, or favor you. The battle has already been won. 2,000 years ago, when Jesus rose from the grave, he defeated death and everything that can or could hold you back. He took care of it once and for all. The writer of Hebrews says he rendered the enemy powerless or brought him to naught, which means zero. It wasn't even close. It was a shutdown. The contrast here is between the spirit of Christ and the spirit of Antichrist. In short, God is greater than Satan. 1 John 4 begins with the exhortation for believers to also test the spirits of the prophets or the teachers. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God. Because many false prophets have gone out into the world. 1 John 4 and 1. What a prophet or teacher proclaims reveals whether he is of God or a false prophet of the world. John tells us how to recognize a false prophet. Every spirit that does not acknowledge Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, and that's in verse 3. Anyone who teaches or proclaims falsehood about Jesus, such as denying his divinity, is a false prophet. And these false prophets are actually speaking in the spirit of the Antichrist on the behalf of the one who is in the world, which is Satan. The word Antichrist means against Christ. Satan is the ultimate spirit against Christ. He is the father of lies. He is against the truth. And you can find this in John 8 chapter and the 44 verse. He is called the ruler of this world. And it is in John 12th chapter, 31st verse, the 14th chapter, and the 30th verse, 16th chapter, verse 11. And it goes on to say, and the God of this world, 2 Corinthians 4 and 4, he is the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient, Ephesians 2 and 2. Satan uses false prophets to lead people away from Christ by deceiving them with a false view of Jesus, twisting who Jesus is perverts the gospel. It keeps people in the bondage of sin and in darkness. Yet Satan is not as powerful as God. And John reminds us in 1 John 4 and 4 that greater is he that is in believers than he that is in the world. My God. The bodies of the believers are the temples of the Holy Spirit who dwells within them. Of the 1 Corinthians 6 and 19. John encourages those in whom God lives. You are from God. 1 John 4 and 4. They are not of the world. John reassures them. He is pounding this in their head. You are in this world, but you are not of this world. Oh, my God. John continues to tell them that they have overcome those who teach false doctrine and who can rightly be called antichrist. John uses the concept of overcoming five other times in 1 John. Believers have overcome the evil one. That's in 1 John 2. 13 and 14, and have overcome the world three times in 1 John 5, 4 and 5. The same spirit who raised Jesus from the dead now indwells in believers, which is us in Christ, Romans 8 and 11. The Holy Spirit is far stronger than Satan or any of his imps. The Spirit's wisdom is greater than any of Satan's schemes. And the Spirit's protection is more than enough to thwart any of Satan's attacks. Because why? People of God, because he who is in us, y'all better get this, is greater than he who is in the world. So why are you fearing? Why are you scared of Satan? We shouldn't be scared of Satan. Satan should be scared of us. Come on here, somebody. Because the greater one lives inside of us. You should walk with your head held high. You should know your authority. You should know who you are in Christ. Nobody cannot tell you different. Because only you know what resides inside. You and God. Oh, come on here, somebody. Because he who is in us is greater than he who is in the world. Right now, yes. So we know who we are in God. We should. So now that we know who we are in God, we have confidence in God. We know that God can and will do all things but fail. Even though I do not see my healing, I know I am healed. Why? Because he said, by his stripes, I am already healed. So, in the midst of everything else, I'ma still praise you for my healing, even though it hasn't manifested yet. Come on here, somebody. Yes, we have confidence in God. And at the same time, we do not put no confidence in the flesh. We do not put no confidence in man. We do not put no confidence in woman. I like this little saying my pastor says, follow me as I follow Christ. I follow the Christ that is in my pastor. Come on here, somebody. Y'all better get this. Follow me as I follow Christ. If he is not following Christ, and we should be at the level to know who is obeying God and who is not. And if he is putting it out on the line. If I'm not following Christ, don't follow me. Plain and simple. That is a man that has confidence in Christ. That is a woman who has confidence in Christ. Ooh, come on here, somebody. Ooh, put no confidence in your flesh. Because your flesh will make you do wrong, will make you go the opposite way. The power is not ours, but the Holy Spirit's. By these encouragements, believers can have peace and rejoice because Jesus has overcome the world. John 16 and 33. Believers need not fear Satan. Rather, they trust in the Lord and obey him. God, by the living spirit of God within them, believers can overcome the lies. The believers can overcome the temptation of the powers of darkness. Those who are of God can boldly say, greater is he who is in me than he who is in the world. Let them call you arrogant because you know who you are. Come on here, somebody. But here's the beauty of it all. Because you belong to God, because you're his child, you have already defeated Satan. You need to see anything you face in life as defeated. Don't pray for victory. Pray from a victorious place. Oh, God, thank you. Don't pray for victory, but pray from a victorious place. You should already be there. Father, thank you that I am free. Father, thank you that I am healed. Father, thank you that I am forgiven. Father, thank you that I am prosperous. Father, thank you that I am victorious. You should already be there. Come on here. Thank you, Jesus. Let us pray. Father, thank you that every force of the enemy was broken when Jesus rose from the dead and took the keys of death and hell from Satan. Thank you for living in us and rendering the enemy powerless. Father God, I declare that we belong to you and we are going to walk in victory from this day forth. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. I feel victory on this line. I feel breakthrough. Ooh, my shittity oboshack. On this line, God said, tell him again, the battle is already won. Just praise him. It's already done. It's finished. Ooh, God, thank you. I thank you for tuning in on today. If you need to contact me, my number is 318-206-8953. I am excited about what God is getting ready to do. Not only what he is getting ready to do, but what he is doing now. Remember, I love you. Yes, I do. And God does too. Be blessed.
You've been listening to Proclaim God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, the address is P.O. Box 3514, Pineville, Louisiana, 71361. The phone number is 225-268-8164 or by email at faithisthekey47@gmail.com. You are also invited to visit our website at www.patriciajwilliams.com. And as always, may God bless you.